It's interesting. The Gemara mentioned that Shani Rab Meir, the Mekayim Bei Va'afapecho Yashiru Negdecho. Rab Meir had an incredible memory. Rab Meir didn't forget his learning. You know, the Gemara, Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, describes Rab Meir. And the Gemara says about Rab Meir, quote, anyone that saw Rav Meir in the Beis Medrash, he was ki'ilu oikir hare harim v'toychan an zebezeh. He was the equivalent of a person that's able to rip out mountains and take the mountains and grind them against each other. Meaning, he was a powerhouse. He was a super lamdan. He was not just an oikir harim, he was an oikir hare harim. Right, we know throughout Shas, the Gemara referred to the lamdan as the, quote, oikir harim. The Baki was referred to as the Sinai. So Rav Meir goes down as the quintessential Oikahar. But at the same time, you see in our Gemara that Rav Meir was a Bar Sid She'ena Ma'apetipa. You see, the Rav Meir had a tremendous Zikaron, which you would think led, in addition to that, to a tremendous Bekias. The Emes is, the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, if you go through that Gemara, so the Gemara says Rav Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael, and he was also a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And what emerges from that Gemara is that Rav Meir learned a lot of information, a lot of Bekias from Rabbi Yishmael, and he learned a lot of Lumdas from Rabbi Akiva. Rav Meir also had a Rabbi Elisha Baravua, but that's a whole nother shmuz. But the bottom line is Rav Meir has both milas. You see, he's a Bar Sid She'enem Apetipo, he's Vafapech Yashiru Negdecho, and at the same time, you also see that Rav Meir is not just an Oikir Harim, but Rav Meir is an Oikir Hare Harim. But just one Dover Nifla that I saw in the Netzoy Tzayar for Abruvi Margolis, this is particularly interesting, and that is the Gemara quotes the pasuk Einecho benoichach yabitu va'afapecho yaishiru negdecho to describe the memory of Rav Meir. So listen to what Rav Ruvi Margolis says. It's kedai to read it inside. Yeshnon harbe anoshin bali zikaren. There are many people that have good memories. Asher imkoyrim eza pasuk kamapamim. What does it mean to have a good memory? If they read something many times, zaychrim him kol mashakasavai b'lishoynu b'signunai. I mean, there's a concept that a person has a good memory. Meanings, if he chazers, he puts koiches into it, he works on it, he repeats it again and again, he chazers. So eventually it's going to really, really stick by him. But this is a person that has a good zikaron, and it comes from working hard. But then he says, v'yesh bali zikaron phenomenally, he says. There are people that have a, quote, phenomenal memory. Shetzuras hadaf me'asefer shalom doboy nechkeka belibam. That if they look at a tzuras hadaf, it's nechkach belibam. Literally. Ukemoi shem adam niskar b'makiroi umedaber mimenu miyad kamala negadene. So let's say someone's talking about somebody, right? You're repeating something that somebody said. Okay, so very often that person who you're saying over from is staring at you, right? You see the person. You literally see a picture of him. So too, there are people, kach bal zikorim mufla kozeh, im niskar me'eza parsha, royahu oisik suva lefanov, besefer shalom aboy. He's able to literally see it in front of him. So that's a whole different memory. It's what we know as a photographic memory. That's literally what it is. So says Rav Ruvi Margolis, there's two types of Bali Zikaron. There are people that just have a good Zikaron. Then there are people that literally, they're walking through life and they're taking photographs. They're taking snapshots, Kodak moments of things that they learn. And all of a sudden, they have this whole archive of different things that they've learned in the past. So says Rav Ruvi Margolis, Yesh Leimar, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Mishlei, Einecho l'noichach yabitu, to describe the memory of Rav Meir. Says, I think what the Pasuk is saying and what the Gemara means to extract from this Pasuk is that Rav Meir's Torah was a necho l'noichach yabitu. He was always looking at his Torah. He had a photographic memory. And that's what the Pasuk means. Meaning, what is the connection between Einechel and Oichach Yabitu Vafapech Yashiru Negdecho to this phenomenal quote-unquote memory of Rav Meir? The Teretz is, it was a photographic memory. So he's looking at the Torah. He sees it in front of him. It's interesting because the Velt says, and it's in the bio of Hagoyin Agadol, Rav Ruvi Margolis, that Rav Ruvi Margolis had a photographic memory. And that's a term that's overused. But if you go through Rav Ruvi Margolis' Svarim, it's not rochik min haseichel to think that that was in fact the case. The kach shamati from people that knew Rav Ruvi Margolis, that he had a bona fide photographic memory. And it's interesting, tucked away here in his Netzoy Tzayar, Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, he has a little thesis on different types of Bali Zikaron and darshaning a Gemara mit a Pasuk, on this concept of a photographic memory.